This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
Miley Cyrus's Flowers there, and I hope you've had a blooming good day. And if not, that you can find something positive to take from it. You're listening to Joining the Dots here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, and I'm Julie Kissick. I'm going to be bringing you an hour of what I hope will be interesting conversation as we creep quietly into July. Last week, we heard from Adam, a volunteer with the Cardiff branch of the Samaritans, the listening service that's available all day and night to whoever wants and needs an anonymous friend at the end of the phone or a text exchange, if you'd prefer. I've got the final part of my interview with Adam coming up very shortly, and if you missed him last week, it really is well worth a listen because we learn a lot about the callers and the conversations that Samaritans volunteers get involved in, and they're probably not what you think. You can find last week's show on our Rewind service or the podcast version, which is the one without the music, at radioglamorgan.com/joiningthedots. And if you scroll to the bottom of the page, all our 17, soon to be 18 programmes are there, and you can listen back at your leisure. Also on the show today, could you take part in a fundraising event for the Samaritans? The charity is asking people to join with others and commit to 24 minutes of daily activity for the first 24 days of July, July the 1st to the 24th. It can be any activity from running to crafting, walking to knitting. I'll tell you more before 6 o'clock, and I'll tell you more about a volunteering opportunity happening on our doorstep here at the University Hospital of Wales. And as always, I'll have plenty of music for you, including today from Westlife, McFly, and this one from Ellie Goulding, It's Burn. Now, many of us feel lonely from time to time. We know that loneliness isn't necessarily something we only experience at a time when we're living alone or when we don't have strong relationships with others. Big life events like death, relationship breakdowns, illness, or physically moving home or job can often leave us feeling isolated and ill-equipped to deal with our circumstances. And sometimes alterations that happen when things are much less dramatic or life-changing, perhaps seemingly minor changes in our domestic or work circumstances, changes to our routines, or seemingly small shifts in who or what is around us. They can all impact the way we feel, and it can mean that we lose that sense of connection that keeps us feeling grounded. While many people associate the Samaritans with suicide prevention, and that's a significant part of what they do, volunteer Adam told us last week that there's no typical user of the Samaritan service, and there's no one event or topic that people call about. But he did say that loneliness was something he'd heard a lot about from the callers who dial 116 123 to speak to a member of the Samaritans team.
It's a huge problem. You know, many, many people feel lonely and isolated. Sometimes, as I said earlier, for very real, obvious, clear to everyone reasons, but sometimes not. And, you know, as you say, loneliness can spiral. For some reason, you may decide to withdraw yourself from a situation because you've had a bad experience or a bad conversation, or there's someone at the day centre who you really don't like, so you don't go. And then that makes you feel more cocooned in your own world. And we've all, you know, all pushed people away at times in our lives for reasons we thought were good. But yeah, before you know it, you can find yourself in a situation where there's no one. And that's really, really difficult. And the other thing I think I hear quite a lot is people who say, I'm really sorry to trouble you. You know, I'm really sorry I've called. You know, there must be someone who's in more need of talking to Samaritans than me. And quite often when you listen a bit more to those people, they're in that kind of situation where they've inadvertently found themselves or created for themselves a situation where they don't have people to talk to. Because say, if it's a good conversation, you might be able to get them to the point where they think, oh, I might pick up the phone and ring that person who, you know, I haven't spoken to, or I might drop them an email, or I might go to that club or pub or whatever that I haven't been to for a while. Because, yeah, sometimes people have the answers in within them that just need a bit of help facing it or admitting it to themselves. But not always. We don't have answers. And sometimes it is just a conversation where someone just wants to talk. It can lead to all sorts of things, talks about their lives and where they've been and, you know, what they've enjoyed doing in the past. And that in itself, no fix, no answer, no change to their situation. But someone heard them for a while. And
that's really powerful, isn't it?
Mm.
That's really, really powerful.
Yeah.
Because when you feel as though you've been listened to, you don't necessarily need people to solve anything for you. Mm. But when you've been listened to, that's
yes.
I think in terms of your own self-esteem, that makes you feel validated, and
yes.
that's a really important thing for us as human beings, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And you know, like I say, we don't give advice, but like, you know, we do sometimes say to people, you know, what you're dealing with is really difficult, but you're doing really well. How you're coping with whatever the situation is really impressive. And again, probably no one has said that to them for a while. You know, it's a small thing. But if that helps to lift someone's spirits, put them in a slightly better mood than when they first picked up the phone, then, yeah, it's got value for sure.
So before we finish, two things. Would you encourage people to pick up the phone if they feel that they need someone to talk to, or even they want someone to talk to? I work in an environment where there are lots of young people. When I say need, lots of them say to me, oh, I don't need to do it. But I want to do it. And I think, okay, well, regardless of whether you need to or you want to. Another thing is, what about people who maybe have listened to this conversation and thought, perhaps I need to volunteer? What's the process?
So to the first one, I would say to anybody who finds themselves in a situation that they think is a moment of crisis, and you can define that, as I said earlier on, anywhere on the scale. If it feels to you that you're not coping well and you really need someone to listen to you, then that's why Samaritans are there. 116 123 24/7. In the evenings are available on online chat on the website at samaritans.org. Call us. And if you speak to a Samaritans volunteer and it helps you, that's great. If it doesn't really work for you, or you're not able to speak, or you don't feel you've had the kind of support you need, you can call us more than once. You know, as I was saying earlier on, because of the way the system works, we don't know who you are. There's a very slim chance you'll speak to the same volunteer, but call as often as you need to. So yeah, and don't think that you're not the sort of person who calls the Samaritans, because even in my short number of months as a Samaritan's listening volunteer, and we said it earlier on, there is not a typical Samaritan's caller, so call. And in terms of anyone thinking about volunteering, I should say that the group of volunteers that I work with in the Cardiff branch, and last weekend we did Pride in Cardiff, so I met some people from the Bridgend branch, and I know some people from other branches. There are amazing people from all sorts of walks of life, all sorts of ages, all sorts of experiences. I'm learning a huge amount from them. So again, don't think that there's a typical Samaritan's volunteer. Honestly, all kinds of people. If you've ever given it a moment's thought, I'd encourage you to give it a bit more thought. Go on the website, have a look. There's an inquiry process that doesn't commit you to anything at all. Noon will get you to sign a form and, you know, sign your life away. And before anything happens, you'll have an opportunity to come and meet other Samaritans volunteers and see whether it's the sort of environment and whether they're the sort of people you think you could spend some time with. Because you do have to spend time with them. You do have to spend 3 hours on shift. Sometimes there's only a couple of you. So, you know, you're looking out for each other, and in between calls, you're checking up on each other. It's a team effort, even though the individual conversations are, you know, private and one to one. Like I say, I'm always learning, but I'm so glad that I finally took that decision to fill in that form on a website and go through the process. Yeah, you know, and there were volunteers who've been doing it for 20, 30 years, who I am in awe of. That, you know, that level of commitment. But to have access to people with that experience and to be able to learn from them is just brilliant. And so, in terms of what you can do as a Samaritans listening volunteer, and you don't have to just be listening to callers. You know, there's fundraising and outreach and all sorts of other things, and, you know, running the branch and looking after the building, all voluntary. Everybody who does it is a volunteer. So all kinds of different things you can do. But it's rewarding in itself, and it's also rewarding for what it does for you as a person.
So physically calling the Samaritans on 116 123 is just one of the ways of interacting with them when you want to let someone else in about how you're feeling. The charity is also trialling a text service, and some of the branches are open for people to visit. Their social media platforms are also a hive of activity, and from Wednesday, which is the first day of July, they're asking people to commit to 24 minutes of daily activity for the first 24 days of the month. It can be any activity from running to crafting, knitting to walking. Now, my first question was, why only the 24 days when there are 31 days in July? Well, the reason is because the Samaritans are available 24/7. And of course, July is the seventh month of the year. Hence, 24 of the days of the seventh month of the year. They're asking people to try to raise £150, and everyone who manages it will be able to claim a Samaritan's Hero Medal. It's a free challenge, and that means there's no registration fee. So if you fancy doing something positive in July and raising some money for a fantastic charity, do check the details out on the Samaritan's social media pages and also on their website. And if you're someone who wants to do a virtual marathon, Samaritans have run some marathons over the course of the last few years since COVID. That's also something that you can do to raise funds for them. And if you're local to Cardiff on the 24th of next month, the Samaritans volunteers will be at Cardiff Central Station, marking the end of the challenge. So do stop and say hello. I'm really heartened to say that we had a great response to the interview with Samaritans volunteer Adam last week, which is lovely to know. But more than anything, what I hope it did is it offered everyone hope, because that service has been a lifeline for so many. And if you need someone to talk to, please remember that there is always a Samaritans volunteer willing to listen. And I mentioned last week that the Samaritans website has details of some of the branches where face-to-face conversations can take place. I'm told that Cardiff isn't actually one of those, and I'll find out whether any of the others in South Wales do offer that service, and I'll come back to you. Now, though, there's the best boy band ever playing, in my opinion anyway. It's Westlife, and What About Now? Well, some really good news to report, because on the Radio Glamorgan website over the last few weeks, we've been carrying the story of the appeal that Cardiff Food Bank made, because their shelves were bare and they were concerned that the people who relied on them most would have to go without food. The food bank posted their plea for support on the 15th of June. and it said they were very worried because they'd never seen the warehouse so empty. And for the first time ever, they were out of crucial items such as long life fruit juices that make up their 3-day emergency food parcels. Every week in Cardiff, volunteers run 12 food bank sessions across the city where people in crisis can get the support that they desperately need. The good news is that people did rally round and the warehouse shelves started to fill up. And this weekend came some even more substantial help because the heavy metal band Metallica returned to Wales for the first time in nearly 30 years. They played the Principality Stadium. And ahead of the gig, they donated £20,000 to the food bank, which equates to around 9,000 meals, which is brilliant news. I think I'm going to have to find a suitable music bed. And a sting, maybe, and make this a regular part of the show, because we all need to hear some more good news, don't you think? That was Pharrell Williams and Happy. And before the infomercials, you heard Westlife and What About Now and McFly and It's All About You. And if you were lucky enough to see McFly in Cardiff over the last few weeks, I'm very jealous. And it really is all about you here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, because our vision for this show is that it offers all of us something positive and potentially something actionable, so we leave it better than we found it. We're 18 programmes in, and whether this is the first time you've joined us or you've been here from the beginning, a big shout out to my dear friends Jack and Tom, who've become regular listeners. And to my dad, whose commitment has waned a little bit in the last few weeks, but I think he's caught up now and he's back on track. Always nice to know there's a few familiar people listening. But ultimately, this is a programme about connection and community, and everyone is welcome. Luke Coombs and Fast Car and No Doubt and Don't Speak here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. We're definitely not going to take the latter literally. Now, Friday was Armed Forces Day and there were lots of activities taking place all week to mark the event across the country. At the Senedd in Cardiff Bay, Army reservists hosted their employers at a reception. And the event gave those employers a first-hand look at the skills, the leadership, and the personal development gained through military service. Abisha Jayan of 2353 Ystrad Mynach Squadron, number 1 Welsh Wing of the RAF Cadets, explained what benefits she'd taken from being a cadet.
I think the best thing about being a cadet is that I've had the opportunity to explore a lot of my hobbies. So I had this interest in cybersecurity, and the Royal Air Force actually funded for me to go to the Royal School of Signals and go do a course there. So I now have my phase 2 training complete in cybersecurity. I've learned that I can be a better person than I expected. I've learned that I can be more patient than I give myself credit for. There are some cadets that can be challenging as they come from different backgrounds, different walks of life. And I've learned that patience is something that you develop. It's a skill more than anything. It's not something you're necessarily born with. Being a cadet has certainly taught me that. Gaining that patience, flexibility and adaptability that comes from parade night to parade night, that is a crucial skill that I'll carry on towards my careers.
Justin Timberlake's Mirrors here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. And some news now about a volunteering opportunity. Adam extended an invitation to anyone interested in getting involved with the Samaritans and suggested exploring lots of options that are available because they are many and varied. And the University Hospital of Wales here at the Heath is also looking for volunteers to support the brand new charity hub that opened in the hospital recently. Cardiff and Vale Health Charity is the official charity of Cardiff and Vale University Health Board, and the charity wants volunteers to welcome visitors to the hub and also to offer general support, so things like signposting, information about the charity's activities, events, and ways people with some time on their hands can get involved. The types of people that they're looking for are those who are confident speaking to staff as well as to members of the public, people who are friendly, outgoing and approachable, who enjoy chatting to others and who are willing to undergo training. Volunteers are going to need to be available for a 2-hour shift once a week, and the shift times will be between 11 and 1. And they're looking for a commitment of 6 months. Only adult volunteers for this one, so you do need to be 18 or over. And full details are available on the website. That's cavuhb.nhs.wales. And I'll also link to the details on the Joining the Dots webpage at radioglamorgan.com/joiningthedots. And just like that, we're almost at the end of the show. Thanks ever so much for your company. Do join me again on Friday if sport is your thing. I'll have all about sport here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. That's your weekly sports hour-long roundup. And of course, I'm back again next week. But here's James Blunt to play us out. This is Bonfire Heart.